Rabbi Yitzhak, topic of Simcha. You can't have Simcha unless you know where you're going.
It says, I will make for you Eze Kenegdo. I will make for you a helper who's against you. You guys want to get married?
Yeah.
She's a helper against you. You have a heavy load. Nick, you have a heavy load, right? You have a heavy load. Life's a heavy load, right? You want someone to take a bit of that load off you? Right. What happens if I tell you, I'll give someone to you. Nick, your lifelong person is going to help you with that load. She's going to help you, and she's going to put her, and then she's going to be against you. She's actually going to pull you this way and back. So you're going to go, okay, let's help. Up. And then you go, oh, back again. Nick, you're going to want such a helper? Or you prefer to be by yourself? But she's going to be pulling you back.
Back where?
Well, I said I'm going to be a helper against you. You ever had a helper against you? You want such a helper? Forget now with wife, but you want a helper against you? That's what the Torah calls a wife. You want it?
No.
No? Okay. You prefer the ones that the other world calls wives, right? Like, whatever they call it, like with the Ferrari, right? So, what I'm talking about and what the Torah is talking about doesn't seem so attractive, does it? The one with the fire is much, much more attractive. So let's go for that one. Yeah. Okay, alright. I hear the smara. Where's my coffee? Alright. You understand? So, Torah has to, like, you guys want to understand something. Torah has to be understood. If you don't understand the Torah, you don't understand what it's saying, it means it's not meaningful to you. We're not saying votes here. We're not coming to say votes. We're coming to understand our lives. We're coming to understand the Torah. The Torah is teaching us about our lives. So the Torah says, this is a woman. This is a woman. If the Torah says, this is marriage, this is marriage. Because the other world, the outside world says, this is marriage, they're wrong. They're wrong. They don't know what a woman is. The Torah knows what a woman is. Now, I'm not saying that because I want you to forget what the outside world is. I want you to use the outside world to think about here. But to ask kashas on the Torah. So obviously no one wants some help that was against you. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Zoche, he's Zoche. Ozro, you're Zoche, you have schus, she'll help you. Lo Zoche, you don't have schus. Kenegdo, against you. Schus is a merit. Now we have to understand what that means. Now let's go to Revolbi. This word connect that Revolbi got from there says Isha. If you notice, all these things are male and female. I'm going to explain this. Shemayim is male, Aretz is female. Ish is male, Isha is female. Neshama is male, Guf is female. What does mean male and female mean?
Neshama is male?
Yeah. Neshama is male, Oshkoyach. Mam is Shkoyach. Right? Neshama is male, woman is female. Guf is female.
Grammatically?
Right. Right. Good. That's a good question. I didn't follow that one. So, now, what does it mean male and female? What does nekeva mean? What does zachar mean? So,
remember.
You did that. You didn't share. Okay. So you have to keep quiet now. Nekeva, losha for nekeva is, right? Nekeva is nekev. You know what nekev is in Hebrew? Hole. It's a hole. A hole means, what does a hole mean? Hole by definition is, I mean if we think about what a hole is, a hole by definition is something you fill up, but it has boundaries. So it's something you fill up with boundaries. What does Zachar mean? Zachar, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, they taught the Tinochosh or Beit Rabba, the children, Zeche and Zachar. He made a mistake. So from that Gemara you see there's a connection, and in words there's a connection between Zeche, to remember, memory, let's remember, and zachar. What is memory? What is memory? You remember a whole lot of things in your life, a whole lot of details, and past, future, right? Your future, you can go, you have a memory. What is a memory? It represents potential of information. That potential of information is zachar. A zachar is potential. Potential expression. Your DNA is a memory of who you are. Physically, that DNA gets put into a hole, And that hold, bounding it, and then it creates a child. That's what Zacha and Akebara. Zacha is the potential, and the female is to hold that potential and bound it. That's the kesher of man and woman, Zacha and Akebara. That's neshama to guf. The neshama is the potential of a person, goes into his guf, the guf bounds it and expresses it. The same as the woman. The man to a woman. The same Shamayim v'aret. Shamayim, we're going to see the Gshamim comes down, and the aret expresses the Shamayim, the Gshamim that come down, the rain that comes down. Geshem, there means, the Rebbeinu B'chai says, Geshem is, or the upper light, She'it Geshem, that became physical. That's what Geshem is. That's what, when a person expresses himself, that's what comes out from him, his light. That's why if you express yourself in the wrong way, you lose the light of your eyes. Not me says that. Go look at a Rambam. If you see someone who has dull eyes, you know what he's been doing with his life. He's been wrongly expressing himself. If you see someone with bright eyes, he's been expressing himself correctly. The eyes tell it. Yeah.
If you lose the light, can you get the light back?
Of course. Sure, you'll get everything back. Sure, you just have to do the right things. You have to be a proper expresser. Okay? Everyone got that? Okay, now let's go. So now we have a big problem. Unlike the Ferrari woman, right? Marriage has nigudim. Kesha has nigudim. There's problems. Nigudim means, you know what nigudim means? Something against you. When I push this, there's an inertia. There's something I have to push. I mean, I'm high here, right? There's an inertia. There's a pushing against. Even nigudim means a bit that I'm pushing this way, you're pushing the other way. There's something pushing against me. So to make kesher in life, I have a push against me. That's what he's telling me. There's a push against me. If there isn't a push against me, you're not doing something correct. That's what it's saying also. Nigudim him. You're not being kashur. You're not connecting. Lo tamid hem nisharim nigudim. Not always they remain nigudim. This push against. Yesh, there are those shemashpim zeal zelatova, that they influence each other for goodness. V'yesh shemitachdim legamer, became one completely. B'chol hitkashrut hanigudim, with all the connection of things which are against us, yesh simcha. You heard that? With all it kashrut nigudim, whenever I go against something, neshama and guf, they're nigudim. Neshama is spiritual, guf is physical. You're eating your pizza, well, I want to learn Torah. nigudim hem, right? That doesn't mean you don't eat pizzas. Well, that's a separate shiur, right? They eat a lot of pizzas in your shiur, don't worry. The food's good here. Okay? There's a lot of nigudim. The connection of those nigudim. When you make your Aza, she's not a connector, she's an Aza. She's your helper, not your against you. You have to overcome nigudim. The Midrash says, marriage is bechi v'shirot. Marriage is crying and praising a kodesh, but praising. But it's not just praising. By definition, there's crying, and by definition, there's praising. Now, I'm going to give also as an example. Now we give you like three sort of examples. We gave you the Mesiras Yesharim, you weren't here for that. You were created to be mit'aneg al Hashem. You were created to have kef. That's what you were created for. But the
can you use more English?
You were created to have enjoyment in life, to have a fun time, to have a good life. You were created for that. You're not wrong what they say in America. The only wrong thing is Ferrari and that thing. That's wrong. But Bitaneg al Hashem, because it's the best way of having a good life. Now we're going to see. Now we're going to give an example so we all understand what we're talking about. Okay. Everyone's with me? Otherwise? Right, they know, they're second years. They know that I throw it. You guys don't know I throw it. I have to practice a bit so that we actually do get some adrenaline going through. Okay, now let's think. You know the pizza shop over there?
Mm-hmm.
They sell Ben and Jerry's? Well, the supermarket sells.
They sell Ben and Jerry's.
They take Ben and Jerry's. Okay, so you know, I'm glad to hear that. That's good. They sell Ben and Jerry's. So you guys know what your favorite is? What's your favorite?
Vanilla.
Okay.
I like them all.
Okay.
Cookie dough.
Cookie, that's a hurt. You?
Mint and shit.
Okay. You?
Oreo.
What's that one?
The Oreo one.
Oreo, okay, I don't know what that one is.
The chocolate peanut butter one.
Okay, you?
Chunky Monkey.
Chocolate Monkey? Okay, that's it. You?
Fish food.
Huh?
Fish food,
that's, you know, you have to meet someone. In Mochen, two guys in Mochen Sharma said fish food.
Really?
It's very interesting, because you're the same type. Yeah. Okay, you?
The double chocolate funk or whatever it's called.
Okay, you?
the ice cream.
Ben and Jerry ice cream.
Before answer.
Do I know what I'm getting from you?
Through the ice cream, he's going to know your purpose in this world.
No, mint chocolate chip.
Okay. Right. You're milk chocolate. Who's milk chocolate? You're milk chocolate.
Yeah.
No, you guys. Okay. All right, let's go. Now you all have your ice cream in your mind. You guys are pretty hungry, or you have taste buds are going. Now, I don't know what these ice creams are exactly. It's milk chocolate chip, I think I know. But we're going to work it out, right? This fish food, I have to hear. You have to show me what this fish food is. I'm interested to see what this is. Very curious. All right. Now, you have in your mind, you have the amount of money that you need in your purse. It's hot outside. You have a nice mazgan here. But it's hot outside, right? Okay, let's do a simulation. How do you say simulation? Okay, close your eyes. Everyone, let's go. Finish here. Great. Get some Ben and Jerry's. Okay, you're walking up the stairs of Mochen Yaakov. It's hot outside. Wow, it's a hot day today. But I have the money, and that fish food or mint chocolate chip or cookies, and the cold milkshake with ice, whatever one you like, and the straw is waiting for you, just a few minutes away, and you're walking towards it, and your mouth's beginning to saliva a little bit, and you're walking, continue still high outside a little bit, that doesn't matter, you're walking towards the shop, you enter, tell the guy what you want, he puts you the ice cream in the bowl, with all those like nuts and sauce and hot chocolate and the cup, long cup, the straw and the ice cream and cream and the milkshake, and now you're putting your mouth towards the milkshake and you're sipping. Again. Okay, that's it. Now, finished. You finished drinking, you finished eating, it's done. Now let's go back, come back. Let's come back. Come back to us. What did you feel when you were walking towards that shop? You felt good?
Excited.
Yeah, you felt good about it? It was great. It was fun. What did you feel when you paid the money? You felt good about it, you paid the money, you got it, you saw it, all of those things. You felt really good, right? Pretty good. Then the sip. That was pretty great, right? Pretty great. And then you finished, and now how do you feel? Okay. You might want another one. Right? You might want another simulat. But it finished. The simcha is the process. The sasan is the sip. You understand that? Now, the sasan is the satiation of the simcha. The simcha is the process. Now, I want to get out and understand something. What happens if on the way it was very sunny, right? Do you like being outside on a sunny day in Haranof? No. No, yeah, I mean, it's hot. You sweat. You prefer if you had a mazgan, a portable mazgan with you. I talk about a hot day outside. But you didn't feel hot outside. You didn't feel uncomfortable. You felt pleasure. That means even though you were doing something which had a bit of nigudim, you understand what I'm saying? Had something against you, but you were willing to go against that for the pleasure you're going to see at the end. Correct? Correct? And you didn't feel the pain of the sun. You felt good. And I mentioned a few times the sun. But honestly, if you do that, you won't feel the sun. If you're going to go meet someone that you really want to see, you're not going to feel the problems on the way. You're going to be happy on the process, correct? You're not going to feel the nigudim on the way. I take this bus, this plane, this thing. You're going to feel great all the way away, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel those nigudim. Even though you have them, you don't feel them. Now, what happens if I told you that I'm not sure if it's open, the shop? Or I'm not sure if you have enough money to buy it. Right? And it's a long way away. What would happen? You wouldn't feel so much better. You start getting worried. Maybe I'm not going to get it. Maybe it's closed. Maybe it's thing. You're not going to enjoy the process. In order to enjoy the process, what has to be? You have to believe that you have enough money to buy what you need and that the shop's open. Correct? Without that belief, you're not going to enjoy the process. There's not going to be any simcha. Correct? You understand what I'm saying? For simcha, you need emunah. You have to have belief in yourself. You need emunah. You have to have belief in yourself that you can get across those nigudim and belief that there's an ice cream waiting for you. If you don't believe that, you cannot have simcha. You'll feel the pain of the sun, the way, and everything. You understand what I'm saying? This is very important for you to understand that. Without emunah, you cannot have simcha. If you have emunah that the shop's open for the ice cream, you believe it's open, and you believe you have money, you can get it. You'll enjoy the process. The ice cream you'll always enjoy, because the ice cream you'll get it in the end. But the process might not sometimes be worth your while. If you're going to get so nervous about ice cream, say, forget the ice cream, I'm going to stay just here in the yeshiva. I'll stay in yeshiva, that one. Right? You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying a very important thing here. I want you to understand it. So if you don't have emunah, you're not in what you can, in your abilities to go against those nigudim, and what's going to be in the end, that ice cream, you're not going to have simcha in your life. Now, the bigger the nigudim means the bigger thing that's against you, the more you have to have emunah. The more it has to be a very good ice cream. Right? So, and you should know it's in correlation. Things which are worth it have big nigudim. That's why the Gemara says, Shlosha matanot tovot. Three good things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, ve'eluhem, and these are they: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, ve'olam haba, and the world to come. Ve'kulam, all of them are given to you by Isurin, with nigudim. There's nigudim. Now, let's go back. Shemayim va'aretz. There's three aspects to a person. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, right? You guys learned Pirkei Avos? The beginning of Pirkei Avos, it says there's three aspects. There's bein man to man, bein man to himself, and between man to his creator. Gemara says, in Baba Kama, says, if you want to be a chassid, there's three types of chassid, chassidim. Chassid between man and God, learn brachas. Learn to praise your creator. Man to man, learn the zikim, how to deal with him, how to behave with him in an interpersonal relationship. Man and himself, learn avos, pirkei avos, about midas. Those three things are what being said here. Shemayim va'aretz is man and his creator, that's Torah. Ish ve'isha, right, is man and his interpersonal relations, his wife. Neshama v'guf, right? That's man and himself. When we say Eshet Chayil on Shabbos, we're saying on all these three things. On man, on the Torah, is your Eshet Chayil. On your wife, is your Eshet Chayil. And on your neshama, is your Eshet Chayil. Those are the three aspects of us. And those three aspects of us have nigudim. There's things which we have to overcome in order to get them. Now, you have life. Now, just simple. Life's in front of you. Life's simple. not simple. You have this problem and that problem and that problem. That's really done. What do we do with all these problems in life? How do we look at problems in life? How do we see these nigudim in life? We don't see them normally as something good. But let's see it in a different light. So it says as follows. Hagshamim, the rain, em hashpat hashamayim al haaretz. They're the influence of the heavens on the earth. Hamayim ha'elyonim, the upper waters, azcharim, are male. V'hatachtonim, you're going to learn this when you learn Bereishis, the low waters are nekeva. Hen omrim, elu le'elu. They say these ones to these ones. Kiblu otanu, accept us. Why does it say kiblu otanu? Man won't kiblu otanu? No. There's nigudim. Why kiblu? Why should he be accepting of the other person? Why should he be accepting? What's this acceptance? It means by a priori, the natural thing for a person to do is not to be accepting. So there has to be work to be accepting. How do we accept them? So to come out, the Midrash tells us, Atem briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aretz is the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anachnu shluchav, and we are his messengers. Miyad hemikablim otam, straight away now they accept them. What happened? What they said? That's what it says. Tiftach haaretz, the land opens up like an akeva. She potachat lezachar, she opens herself up to a male. Avari geshamim, the rain, hem, his davgut shamayim v'aretz. They're the connection, the closeness of heavens and earth. And when they come to the world, there's simcha. That's what the Gemara says, that a man does not shuru, he's not with simcha unless he has a wife. Because that's itachdut. Now what does that mean to us? I'm not telling you guys to get married now, right? What am I telling you? You have things in life itself. You face it. I don't want these parents. I don't want this situation. I don't want this. It's not my fault. Da da da. I want to get away from these nigudim. All these problems I want to get away from. What I need them. I want to have some things which is great, you know. Ben and Jerry's. Give me Ben and Jerry's for the rest of my life, right? That's what you all, why go and do all these hard things? No. You're not mekabel, lo mekabli motam. The Aretz doesn't want to accept the Shamayim. You hear what I'm saying? When does he accept the Shamayim? When do we accept our reality? When we're accepting of our reality? When you realize you are a creator of a Kodesh Oracle, and these things which are being sent to you, this reality which is being sent to you, is what? His shluchav, his messengers that he's speaking to you. When you realize that, you'll be mekabel them. And then you work towards solving them and preparing yourself. And then the itachdut, the connection, tiftach haaretz, you're open to them. The opening towards them and the willing to accept them and working on them, that working on those nigudim, that's itachdut, that's simcha. You hear what I'm saying? That's simcha. And when a person does that, what is he doing? Because he doesn't not nervous about accepting his reality. Because he has emuna, that these, he has belief that these are the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's a creator. It only works with emuna. That's what he's saying here. That answer is emunah. If you don't have that emunah, you're not going to face your reality. You're not going to work against your reality. You're always going to look for other things which have no nigudim, which have no, like, work towards. You're going to look for the Ben and Jerry's, which is easy. He only has a son, right? You're going to look for things that have small nigudim. Even in work, to be successful, you have nigudim, but it's much smaller. Even to get the Ferrari, you have nigudim, but it's much smaller. Even to get the thing that comes with the Ferrari has been good in, but that's much smaller and they're much easier to get. But to get the real Isha, to get the real reality, to get the real Kesha with your life, and not to disconnect with your life, because going away from that is disconnecting. That's Blidas. That's Atzvut. That's a path of depression. The path of Simcha is working against that reality. When you do that and you work, then you have simcha. Now that's the normal way people understand simcha. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. This is a very interesting concept. And this is the real simcha that Judaism means. Simcha is a hard, tough work. it's facing your reality. If you don't want to face your reality, don't bother with Judaism. Go Ferrari, go for it. That's not facing your reality. That's something else. That's anything which is memela, anything which you get easy, is not simcha. It's atzvut in the end. You'll taste it, you'll taste another Ferrari, you'll taste another Ben and Jerry's, and another one, and another one. And the momentarily, right, is momentarily, and it's finished. Until you get bored. You know, if I give you Ben and Jerry's the whole day to eat, the favorite, most favorite one, you're going to get bored. And then what do? When you've tasted all the Ben and Jerry's, the fish food and the not fish food and the whatever, then you know, what happens in the normal world, people go for drugs and then for other things, and for Thailand and for Thailand and I don't know, and Buddhism, and then precious from the world, and then they get into themselves and peace, and eventually they come back to Judaism. We say, you know, find one girl, work on yourself, work on the marriage, you know, it has Bechi Vashiras, and then you work a bit on yourself, and then you see that this work you actually feel good about at the end. And that brings you real simcha, because you're working on your pnimius. Without you working on your pnimius, without you working on your inner self, you're not going to have simcha. Forget it. Now it sounds like the way I was speaking about it, you know, you guys were quite happy before we started chatting, right? Now I tell you what simcha is. It's like, well, Rabbi, I prefer my definition. Right? But I want to tell you something. Very personal. There was once, you know, I had, everyone has problems, right? I had things that happened to me in my life. People were, you know, there's a certain person who I wish he'd never met him. He never came into my forearms. He really gave me a lot of problems. He did a lot of sorrows to me. I grew so much from that person. Had I known before I met the person, I would have said, yeah, you're good for me. Bad things in life, or hardships in life, are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're his messengers. Those are the things that give us simcha, because we're connecting to the reality that he gave us, not running away from it. And when you connect, you grow. And that inner growth that a person gets through his work, that's what we're here for. We created for Litaneg al Hashem. All these things which are nigudim are things keeping us away from Ozro. Zoche Ozro. If you go against those nigudim in yourself, she'll be your helper. Life will be your helper. Kodesh Baruch Hu will be your helper. Your neshama will be your helper. Shemaim will be your helper. If you go not against those nigudim, she'll be connected. Shemaim will be connected. Guf, neshama will be connected, the isha will be connected. That's lo zacha. Now you understand all we're saying together, the gro, the mesilas yesharim, and that's what we're here for. The mitzvahs, the every mitzvah you'll do, you'll see you have nigudim. So you're very right. Getting up in the morning, right? Getting up in the morning is nigudim, but that gives you simcha. Steiging over Gemara is nigudim, but that gives you simcha. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about? Going to yeshiva is nigudim. Lots of them. Lots of Ferraris you can't ride in. Lots of things with Ferraris you can't see, right? Lots of fish food you can't eat, right? Okay, you want to go for things which are mimela? There's no nigudim.
What's mimela?
But by itself, you get it easy, there's no nigudim. You know, you get talented. The first Ferrari was hard to get, the second's easier. Right? You get talented. It's a miktsoa, you get easy. But you know, the easier it gets, the not worth it is. Right? Until you meet...
You have a problem getting addicted to it, though.
Yeah. Yep. I told you. That's what I told you when he left. I said, I told you. Some people think he'll do it, they can do it later on in life. They can just wait and it'll come later on. Not so simple. The more you do things which are mamele, the more you learn not to work against yourself. You have to stop, because it gets harder all the time. If you don't stop and work, you're never going to get there, because you can get to 65. and you can cry in front of a rabbi, and you'll agree with him, and you'll carry on with your life.
What,
you understand what I'm saying? Because when you get to
cold turkey, or do you wean yourself off?
Yeah, you wean yourself off. Like, you it's a drug. The same thing with all these things, a drug. If you're eating Ben and Jerry's and you're getting fat, right? And the doctor says, if you carry on with these Ben and Jerry's, you're going to die, right? The fact that you know you're going to die will get you off the Ben and Jerry's. But if you don't think you're going to die, which most people don't, then carry on eating the Ben and Jerry's. How many people eat? We all know sugar's bad for us. We all know salt's bad for us. We all know, I don't know what else, whatever.
Cigarettes.
And we carry on with them. Why? Because we don't really believe we're going to die. You know why you don't believe you're going to die? Because you're not going to die. The Neshama doesn't die. The Neshama stays alive. No one here believes they're going to die. Because you don't. But you do separate from your goof. And some people do die. And the Rambam says, well, it's very hard to be those people. The Rambam says, in Hilchos, you said, I think, Hilchos Tshuva, I think, the end there, it says, there's some people who have chorus, they cut off spiritually because of their actions. So if you get too addicted, I hope the addiction's not like chorus, because if it's too addicted, then you get cut off and die like an animal. Because what happened? You already died. Your neshama was already cut off from you. You're just living like this nefesh behemi, this animalistic aspect in you. So if you live with this animalistic aspect, you die like an animal. Animals don't have olam haba.
Do you mean that?
Of course, tshuva means returning your soul to you. And I want to tell you something. It's hard, there's more nigudim, and when you go against those nigudim, it's much, much harder, but the simcha is much, much harder, much, much bigger. That's what it says. Mokom, place, shebali tshuva ombin, the bali tshuva stand, tzadikim gemurimot, can't stand. They went through a mountain. In the end, it's a mountain. In the end of their lives, it's a mountain. A rosh, it's a chut. It's a thread. But when a Rosha, I'm saying a Rosha, to be a Rosha, I don't know any Roshayim. I don't really know. Maybe you can meet some of them if you go to certain places, but I haven't met any of them, Baruch Hashem. And if you meet one, don't look at it, it's not good for you. But okay, I haven't met Roshayim. But for them, it's a chut. But if they want to change, they didn't at the end of their life see a ha, now they have to go against a ha, go against the mountain. And can you imagine when you move that mountain in one small life? That's a lot of simcha. But it's moving a mountain. All those chutim become mountains against you. Don't wait for it to be a big one. And Everest, some people die on the way up. Don't wait for it to be Everest. You understand what I'm saying? So when you're young, that's why Chazal and the Rambam says, when you're young, do tshuva. Because when you're older, tshuva mitkabelet. But it's much, much harder. Even if you know what the emes is, it's clear to you. You're sitting with a rabbi, you're crying, you're selling him the emes. But it's so much harder. Don't wait for them. Baruch Hashem, you guys come in young now. You already want the real things. You want, you're going to have nigudim. If you don't work, if you don't have nigudim, I'm telling you, you're not working. You're not going to have simcha. If you don't work against something, you don't feel there's a fight with your yetzer, you don't feel a fight against your physicality. Right? I'm not saying, go put yourself in the shelling. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting up in the morning. You guys are probably good guys. Learning, You don't find many halachas that say that you have to work hard in order to do something. Talmud Torah, it says as follows. En divrei Torah. You got a shulchan aruch yoreh. En divrei Torah mitkayem ba'adam. I'm saying it wrong. The shulchan aruch yoreh chelek reish mem. I don't know. I think it's gimel. Shulchan aruch. You can get me a tour. It's also good. Reish mem will have it. So. No, that's our Shulchan Aruch. The tour underneath, the Reish Mem, the tour of you guys know?
the tour.
So it's Ein Divrei Torah Mitkayem Elami Agewa. Only if he kills himself on it, can you kill yourself on it. Torah's life, you kill yourself? Torah's life, you kill yourself? Come on, you guys. I'm telling you guys to kill yourselves?
I'd lose my job.
Right? What am I telling you? The words of Torah aren't the kind only someone who kills himself on it. Below no tain and doesn't give tnuma le'enav. No, Shayna Laena. How do you say Shayna? Sleep to his eyes. Utnuma lafafav. Right? And rest to his eyelids. And he's sitting up with the Gemara. And he's going. His friend tells him, what are you doing? Go get a good night's sleep, get up in the morning, and fresh and learn, right? No. Why? Why not? Because you're fighting your goof for something spiritual. There's a lot of me good in there. And when you do that, the simcha you will feel is tremendous. And all mitzvahs are like that. That's what it's brought down as far. All mitzvahs are like that. All mitzvahs are really zivug from man to woman. Because there's always nigudim and then there's the kesha. Every single mitzvah you do has to have work. And Bezrat Hashem, you'll see. I'm not telling you life's hard. I'm telling you life is great. The hardships, even the hardships in life, are there to give you simcha, to give you oneg. That's what they're there for. Don't miss out on them. Don't waste those opportunities. Don't run away from your reality. Face your reality. Go towards it. Enjoy your real life. Not the illusion of life. The real life which your Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you. The real life he's sending his messages to you. And learn from them. Be pnimi. Don't be chitzani. Work on inner self. That's what Torah is. That's what Judaism is. And that's what brings a person to real simcha. But only if you believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you're going to suffer in the sunlight to the Ben and Jerry's. And only if you believe there's Ben and Jerry's at the end. If there's no Ben and Jerry's at the end, you're not going to do it. And usually people have problems in their moon, have problems with their mothers. So it makes it hard to find simcha. And they usually find looking for warmth. And warmth, they translate as physical warmth. It's physical pleasures. And they miss out on the real simcha. Okay? That's it for today. Next week we'll carry on. I haven't given practical things, but I don't know if we'll carry with simcha. You guys, we can do another menu for you guys. Now I know who I have. You might want to learn more Gemara. So I might take you an interesting Agadata and go through with the Gemaras. Like, you know, like you guys learn how to learn Gemara, right? You're not learning how to learn an Agadata. So if you want something more texture, you want something more out. I don't know where you're holding. How's your reading skills? Yeah. Who's chair you're in?
Rabbi Jacobs.
You?
James.
You're in?
James.
Tom. Rabbi Tom.
So your reading skills are probably better, right? Okay. So we'll see. We'll see next week.
Existent is the word you were when comparing our reading skills. Like they
exist. They exist and they don't exist.
Like their reading skills
exist.
Yeah, skills.
Can I ask the rabbi a question?
You guys are very pro.
Can I ask the rabbi a question?
Yeah, please.
So, really, it's two questions. The first one is, how do you understand what, God forbid, is a tragedy in someone's life or something that happens, you know, maybe to them or to a relative, terrible thing, God forbid, as those are nigudim. So, okay, you have to get simcha from this.
Very good question. We have a halachas. So we have the laws of Avelis. If I told you, you know, Someone lost his camera, lost his watch, right?
Great! Great! An opportunity for Simcha, right? He's an idiot! He's an idiot!
You have Avelis. There's a halachas of Avelis. How was Avelis? You mourn. If he mourns more than 7 days, you know, you don't mourn more than 7 days on a parent. So if he mourns on his camera more than 7 days, he has a problem. Right? You mourn. You're upset. But then you realize this is an opportunity. After you get the upset, it's an opportunity for growth. You, of course, you're supposed to be upset with bad things that happen to you or things which are negudim. No one wants them. Lo hem velo scharim, even Rabbi Yochanan. Not the isurim and not the schar. But they're there to teach you about life. That's what they're there for. It's his messages. That means each one has his own messages. And this is not something to do here. But privately, it can be talked about. Everyone has his own messages in life. Everyone has his own things which happen to him. And they're specific messages for him. You have to be in tune with them. Now what? You have to think. Yeah, you have to be upset and you have to be mourning. You have to know what mourning means. We're not going to go into mourning now. But mourning is also something that has to be understood, how to mourn. And after you know how to mourn, and then you appreciate, when we do Tisha B'Av, as Hashem will speak about mourning, we already passed that, right? But when you know how to mourn, then you take something good out of the mourning. And then it's Simcha. Derech Agav, what's called the laws of mourning? What's called the laws of mourning? Hilchot Smachot. The laws of Simcha. Interesting, isn't it? You see Chazal, when they say something, it's very deep. Why do you call the laws of mourning Smachot? Because Nigudim is a way to Smachot. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Nigudim. The laws of mourning is called Avelis. But when you call it, it's called Hilchot Smachot. The laws of, how you say Smachot? Of
happiness.
That's a name you call the laws of mourning, the laws of happiness. That's what the rabbis call
the
laws.
Get back to being happy?
No. The rabbis call the laws of mourning the laws of happiness. That's what they call the laws of mourning.
Is that because they're saying now you're unhappy and here's how you, if you do this, you're going to get back to being happy?
A simple chat is, they call a blind person. Let's give you up. They call a blind person. Chazal call a blind person Sagina Ho. He has a lot of light. So the simple chat is the Lashon Nakiyah. You don't want to call a blind person who can't see. So you call him in a nice Lashon, in a clean language, a lot of light. But the truth is that the Chazal is deep. And you guys have to understand, Chazal is deep. Why do they call a blind person lots of light? Because his outside light is closed, but his inner light is very big. People who are blind have bigger inner lights. The spiritual light. There's many rabbis in the end of their lives, they didn't see, and they saw.
Why do you say it's
so
like a mace?
So much bigger.
Then why do they say it's like a mace?
Yeah, okay, because he's not connected to the physical world. You have to understand what Chazal means. That's a different thing. He's not connected to the physical world. So it's, the lack of connection is called mace. Okay, if you eat food and you don't look at it, you won't be satiated, Gemara says, if you look at it. There's a lack of connection. You know, if you look at things, you desire them. You don't know what they look like. You don't desire them, right? Walk in the street with your eyes closed the wrong time. You have no problem of, you know, you won't be, you know what I'm saying? but you have other eyes, right? You have your eyes of your thoughts of things that you did see. But if you didn't see anything, you have blank, you don't desire things. You don't connect. That's what it means. But that's a separate issue. Now, Hilchot Smachot is the same thing. It's called the laws of joy. Because the Nigudim of Avelis brings a person to joy. Eventually he'll get to joy. It's called a nice Lashon. It's also, in that deep way, it's explaining how you get to joy. Joy is brought through Nigudim. Like Rav Olbi explains. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Clear? Alright.
This is a good time for everybody and a good day.
This is a good time, good day. Okay, so next week, same time, same place.
Hopefully the same rabbi.